Look at picture A for question number one. What is the man doing? A. He is writing some equations. B. He is drawing the equator. C. He is showing some equity. D. He is explaining the equivocation.
Look at picture A again for question number two. Based on the subject the man is teaching, which one is incorrect? A. 17 plus 13 makes 30. B. 15 divided by 3 makes 5. C. 18 times 3 is 6. D. 40 from 60 leaves 20.
Look at picture B for question number 3. What are these people appealing for? A. Harmony within the nation. B. Discord among the nations. C. Discord within the nation. D. Harmony among nations.
Look at picture B again for question number 4. What might be the reason why they stage the protest? A. The conflict over oil is breaking out between the two countries. B. The problem of climate change is getting serious. C. The world is running out of fresh water. D. There's a civil war happening in Iraq.
Look at picture C for question 5. What's going on with the man? A. He's visiting a place of pilgrimage for Buddhists. B. He is probably lost in the desert. C. He is experiencing an extreme sport. D. He is stuck on a tropical desert island.
Look at picture C again for question number 6. What is the man likely to see? A. A rescue team at the far end. B. A temple within striking distance. C. A life-saving oasis in the distance. D. A mirage of an oasis in view. Question number 16. David, don't occupy this priority seat. You should yield the seat to the elderly.
Question number 17. These tests really drive me insane.
Question number 18. Have you noticed that the popularity of riding a bike has gone back to its upward trend again?
Question number 19. Tom, can you do me a favor?
Question number 20. Please just leave me alone. I feel blue.
Question number 31.
Let's see. We're flying Happy Travel Airlines. Wow, I can't believe it. The line at the check-in counter is so incredibly long.
Well, that's for economy class, but we're in business class. Come on, let's go. Please, take out your ticket and passport.
my passport, but the ticket... It seems I left it home.
I knew you forgot your ticket because I saw you put it on the table by the door. If you can't remember everything, please write it down.
I'm sorry that I forgot it, but I'm glad that you brought it with you.
Question. Where would this conversation probably occur? Question 32 and 33. How may I help you today, Sharon? Are you going for a particular look?
I'm not that sure. The bottom line is I don't want to get my hair permed or colored. Any suggestions for me?
Well, I think I'm going to cut your hair a little bit shorter to shoulder length. Then I will layer and thin it as well. It looks like you got split ends. I will trim off the ends after the cutting.
Okay, let's do it. I'm in your hands.
You look absolutely stunning. You have my word.
One more thing. Do you think bangs suit my face?
I don't think so. Having bangs can't make your face stand out.
All right. Can't wait to see my whole new look.
I'll have the assistant do the shampooing for you first, and we can get started after the rinsing.
Question number 32. What will the woman's new hairstyle look like?
Question number 33. Which service doesn't she get at the salon?
Question number 34.
I'll never, ever dine with Sarah again.
Take it easy, Danny. What happened?
I really don't understand her. The boss treated us in a 5-star restaurant last night, but she...
But she was dressed inappropriately?
Even worse, she has no table manners. She didn't eat the steak with the knife and fork, but her hands. In addition, when she ate the soup, she made the loudest sound in the world.
Oh my, she's unbelievable.
Yep, you know, I just wanted to run away at that time, but my boss asked me to drive her home.
Poor Danny. Question. What's wrong with Sarah?
Question 35 and 36. Ms. Jung, are you ready to begin your road test?
I guess so. I've been preparing for the whole week.
Well, let's see if it pays off. You have to be aware that you will not only be tested on your knowledge of the traffic rules, but on your behavior toward other motorists.
Yeah, I know. Shall I start the car now?
Yes, please. Whoa, take it easy. Are you paying attention to the signs? The speed limit is 40 miles per hour. Okay, try to make a right turn at the next intersection. Wait, you forgot to signal.
I'm sorry. I don't normally drive like this. I promise. Please tell me you are not going to flunk me.
Ms. Jung, please keep your eyes on the road. Now pull over there and make a parallel park.
Sure, I can do it. No problem. Oops, sorry. I didn't mean to bump into that van.
Forget it. I think we can go back to the office now.
Are we done? So how am I doing? Can I have a peek at your notes?
You'll see. Why don't you make a U-turn to the opposite lane? The office is in the opposite direction.
Okay. I'm so excited about getting my license, finally.
Watch out! Wait. Stop! You almost hit that person. My goodness. How on earth did you pass the written test anyway? Question number 35. Which error didn't the woman make during the road test?
Question number 36. Which statement is true?